The Cherokee Indians, who dominated this region of western North Carolina, these Blue Ridge and Smoky Mountains for so long, claimed that when they arrived here, there were already two races that were living here. And this is not only according to the Cherokee. There are also some stories that recount these beings that come from some extremely early controversial European accounts. In fact, there was a Welsh explorer who talked about it. There was a giant they called Judicula. Actually, the Cherokee word was Tukalu. But Judicula was this slant-eyed giant who had long hair. They said he lived on the top of a mountain here, and this was in Jackson County around Cullowhee, North Carolina, and he was so powerful that he could leap from mountaintop to mountaintop. And I use the word leap loosely because, in other words, you know, he could travel around kind of through the air. And he was very protective of his hunting territory. They feared him so much that nowadays his name is almost synonymous with that of the devil. There's a place in this area called the Devil's Courthouse, and it was always said that Judicula would take up residence in caves, and that at night you could hear him dancing and frolicking around with all of these sinister, sardonic beings as he was looking down on the valleys and trying to cast judgment on those whom he disliked. So the one big remnant of Judicula is a rock that everybody claimed marked his territory. And his big enemy was the moon-eyed people, this other race that was in these mountains. Now, the moon-eyed people were described as this rather diminutive race of pale-skinned people who had beards, which were very unusual at that time here. And they had extremely clear, bright, almost opalescent eyes. And they also enjoyed living in the caves, which made problems for Judicula, and they frequently would only come out at night to do hunting and fishing. Some have speculated that these could have been maybe extremely early European albinos who had come to this area. It's a great mystery. But what I find so intriguing about all this is that if you look at the rock there that marks Judicula's territory, and that's the picture that you'll find at Coast to Coast AM or at joshuapwarren.com, you will see this rock is covered with petroglyphs that, according to expert geologists and anthropologists, have been there for 2,000 to 3,000 years that look almost like no other petroglyphs you've ever seen. And the reason I say that is because this boulder that sits outside of Western Carolina University there in Cullowhee, it's covered with all these different markings, but there's not one single mark that looks anything like a familiar object, not a horse or a cow or the sun coming up or a fish, not one. They all have this very abstract quality about them. And there are stories that, you know, Judicula made these impressions with his own hands. That's how the stories go. To ward off these moon-eyed people. So I went to Judicula Rock, and, of course, I went there with the lemur team. And the first thing we wanted to do was try to interpret the markings on the rock, but also we were interested in exploring some of the caves in the area because everybody talked about the caves maybe having some type of artifacts. So we produced several expeditions. One of the biggest to explore these very dangerous caves was led by Micah Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And as a side note, right now on coasttocoastam.com, Micah Hanks publishes the Graylian Report, and under news, there's a story, just happens to be posted tonight, from his Graylian Report that talks about experiences that he and I had in the Psychomantium with Dr. Raymond Moody. So
okay.
That's an ironic side note. So anyway, after these expeditions, we found that there was nothing in the caves that had not already apparently been stripped out of all the ones that we could find. But here's what struck me about the stone itself. Everybody has come, I mean, we have all kinds of different scientists and historians who have come from around the world to look at these markings and figure out what they could mean. You know, are they, what are they symbolizing? Is this a map? Is this some type of stargazing interpretation? Is this a language? What could it be? Well, when I was a teenager, I wrote a little educational children's book called The Lonely Amoeba. Yeah, and it was teaching kids about microscopic biology. So all the creatures were microscopic, like Larry the Hairy Paramecium and Gina Euglena and Emo Amoeba and all that kind of thing. So I looked at this, and being in that mindset, instantly, this boulder looked to me like it was covered with microscopic organisms. And I felt so assured of that, that if you go there to the website, you will see on my website, I've actually put up a comparison between pictures of microorganisms like amoebas and hydras and various bacteria and so on, and put them right next to some of these petroglyphs. Now, you might ask yourself, why in the world would I think this is important? How does all this tie into the idea of maybe alien giants or alien anything? Well, I'll tell you why. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, everybody may not, in 1977, NASA put very basic symbols like the hydrogen atom.
Oh, yeah, and out they sent it, right?
Yeah, out there to the on the golden record on Voyager, right?
Yep.
Into the cosmos, hoping that, you know, aliens might someday intercept it.
And know where we live. And
that's right.
Come back and get us.
Exactly. Now, supposedly, mankind did not know about microscopic life until about 336 years ago when Anton van Leeuwenhoek invented the microscope. If these carvings were put there 2,000 to 3,000 years ago, and they are actually representations of microorganisms, then it might indicate that those who visited Earth long ago did something similar to what we did with the Voyager record at places such as Judicata Rock, and on this planet of, you know, unscientifically developed natives thousands of years ago. These might be the ultimate kinds of symbols to leave behind because, you know, hopefully future scientists would find them and decipher them as evidence of another advanced civilization. Also, you know, this is not something that's going to distort as much over time due to macroscopic evolution. And when you look at these carvings and you compare them to these pictures of these microorganisms that I have presented there on the website, then you can make up your own mind as to whether or not this could be evidence of alien contact